Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, second hour of Fantasy Sports today. We covered a lot in the first hour of the show. We'll continue to talk some fantasy baseball here in this hour too. But want to hit on some NBA news and, of course, some NFL news. We've got some golf news as well. You're listening to Fantasy Sports today. Craig Mish, hour number two starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports today.
Well hit, Donald. For three, puts it in!
I think good job by David Forst and Billy Bean in Oakland, and good job by David Dombrowski with the Red Sox to just kick the tires, see what happens. You can always go get your big pitcher on July 31st. Why not try and get a little bit of a head start, especially when you give up nothing? Honestly, I hadn't even heard of either of the two players that were in the Cashner deal, and Homer Bailey was traded for a former first-round pick who doesn't really add a lot of value. But we'll see. Kansas City is going nowhere. They are trying to get that first pick in the draft. So is Baltimore. They're in a dogfight, those two teams in Detroit. There's a kid that's going to be a first overall pick in the draft in 2020 named Spencer Torkelson, who is going to be a fantasy stud for a long period of time. Higher ceiling even than any of the guys we saw, and I think, in the first five picks of this year's draft. So it makes sense that if you're going to be bad, you may as well be awful and go all the way down. And indeed, that's what they are doing. All right, yeah, Spencer Torkelson is going to be a name in fantasy to look out for in a couple of years. But for this show, we can wait on him a little bit. And welcome back. This is hour number two of Fantasy Sports today. Get to a lot of good hot topics here on the show. I'm very excited, by the way, to continue to talk fantasy baseball with you guys. And look, I know that football is coming fast, and I'm getting invitations to do fantasy leagues. And John Laub came on the show last week. We talked some college football. Saw someone on social media mentioning today, where can I still talk fantasy baseball? Where can I hear about baseball? We're in the middle of baseball season. That's right here, guys. That is right here. We are here for you. I know that the fantasy football community is 80 to 90% bigger than the fantasy baseball community. But here on this show, we don't see any reason why we can't touch on everything. And so training camps open up in 10 days in the NFL. When there is fantasy football news to give you, we'll give it to you. But as much as I believe that as an industry we participate in fantasy football leagues now, I think the community and the general community of average people who are playing and want fantasy advice are not drafting until August and September. They are not. They're not. And it's all it's the same 10 to 12 guys that are on everybody's fantasy teams. So I personally can wait. We have time. What we don't have time for is people who, you know, need help in fantasy baseball and they still want to win. I am here for you. This is what I'm here for. And by the way, aside from this show, you can always message me on Twitter at Craig Mish if you have any questions. You guys know how dialed in I am to the baseball season. I was on CBS4 in Miami talking about the Marlins. I do a podcast on the Marlins and Major League Baseball every week. I've broken stories both locally and nationally on Major League Baseball. None of that is going to change. We are riding this thing out right till September. Trade deadline, we'll have a huge show on the 31st of July. Can't wait for that. August 1st, we'll bring in the heavy hitters. I got some guests planned coming up, and we're just going to continue this show rolling for sure. That being said, let us also acknowledge there are other things going on in the world besides baseball, although I wouldn't know about it. Dwight Howard says he's open to returning to L.A. How many teams has Dwight Howard been on? Wow. He's like the Edwin Jackson of the NBA, although he's made probably 200 more million. Giannis says this morning he's asking fans, he has a favor. Now, a lot of people can't even pronounce his name. Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Is that right? Okay. He said Antetokounmpo. Thank you, Chris. He does not want to be called MVP. He says, call me anything else except MVP. This reminds me of Albert Pujols not wanting to be called El Hombre, which is the man, because, of course, Stan Musial was the man. He requests you not call him that. Okay, so Giannis, we will not call you MVP. That's just the only thing he doesn't want to be called. Why? I have no idea, but that's what he says. So we'll honor him with that officially on this show. Giannis, I will never call you MVP on the show. There you go. I know you're a loyal listener to the show. You're listening on Stitcher every day. The British Open is coming up this weekend. One of my Sunday morning early traditions is to see who ends up winning that. Love it. One of my favorite golf tournaments of the year as we're closing in on the end of the golf season. I don't know. Could it be Rory McIlroy? Will Tiger be involved? Dustin Johnson? I'm curious. This always has my interest. Maybe we'll bring in a golf expert later in the week to give a little bit of a preview for those of you who are playing DFS. That may not be a bad idea. And, of course, in baseball, a lot of good series to watch this week. But the one that has my eye, Braves and Brewers. I'm a little bit worried about the Brewers. If I'm a Brewers fan, not panicking yet, but you didn't upgrade the pitching. And then you didn't expect Aguilar to have the year he's having. And then you didn't expect Travis Shaw to have the year he's having. Lorenzo Cain hasn't been as good. It's almost like you're riding Christian Yelich to try to get back to this thing. It is not working out. The Brewers are just two games over, and the Braves are playing as well as anybody in the National League. So that's one series that I have my eye on for sure. I'll be at the Marlins-Padres game tomorrow, and we'll see what ends up happening there with the Padres struggling. Marlins have been struggling too, to be honest with you, out of the gate. Coming up next are, as we always do here when we start off our Monday, our hot and cold hitters from the past week. But here's the problem. Some of our hot and cold hitters were really home run derby guys because there were no stats Monday, no stats Tuesday, no stats Wednesday, and all the teams except for two didn't play on Thursday. So we're really going to do hot and cold hitters from the weekend, which is such a super small sample, but we'll knock it out next. Joe Pizzapia will join us in segment three. Tim Healy will join us on the Mets in segment four, and then we'll send it over to full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour after a little exit velocity. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here until 2 o'clock on the East Coast. And that's where I am, of course, and our good friends are getting ready at the top of the hour, Full-Time Fantasy. They're going to help you out, get you all set. Get you ready for the big, big show today. And then, of course, game time decisions. Gabe Morency back in the house. I saw Gabe last week in the studio at FNTSY. It was good to catch up with everybody in New York. But my vacation is over, as they say. Let's see what's happened since my vacation. Well, spent a lot of money, of course, in New York. Daughter had a camp. Spent a lot of money, of course, in New York. A Broadway kids camp. Came back. What else has happened? My wife needs new tires. My wife broke her phone. Is there anything else going? Yeah, there's a lot. This is what life is all about. Just when you think that you're back home and you're safe, it just gets crazier. So it's going to be a wild 48 hours for me, nonetheless. Okay. So. Let's take a look at some of the hot and cold hitters from the weekend. Perhaps this will make you make your decision easier when putting players in and out of the lineup. I do the work for you, and then you make the final decision on if you want to put a guy in the lineup or not. Daniel Murphy, over the weekend for the Colorado Rockies, he was 8 for 12, as the Rockies, of course, at home at Coors went nuts. Is there any better scenario to have a fantasy player from Colorado with a doubleheader? Like, this is like a holiday, having Nolan Arenado and having Charlie Blackmon on a Monday afternoon playing two games at home at Coors Field. Like, it just doesn't get much better than that. Unfortunately, Daniel Murphy's not playing in this first game. It starts in an hour, but he was great. Fernando Tatis Jr. Everyone loves the way that this kid plays. He plays hard. He steals home. Steals second. Tatis over the weekend was 7 for 12 with 4 stolen bases. I think we're starting to see what his future could be. And I wonder, I'm already starting to think about next year. I'm starting to think Tatis is like a $25 player in an auction. I'm starting to think he's like a third round pick in fantasy, maybe even higher next year based on his position and his ability to steal bases. This kid is just, he's as special as this advertised and part of a tremendous rookie class. In the NL, Tatis, Soroka, and Pete Alonso, and Austin Riley, all in the NL? It's been some year, man. Some year for these rookies. Tatis has been great. One of my regrets was not getting him in a fantasy league, but as Gray Albright pointed out when he was on the show last week, it was all but certain that he was going to go to the minor leagues until the day before when they said he's ready, and they had him up at the beginning of the year. Who could have saw that coming? I saw Robinson Cano hit two home runs in Miami this weekend. Wouldn't it be nice to see him catch fire? What in the world? This has been a tough, tough season for him. And we'll talk to Tim Healy about him coming up in about 30 minutes from now. But Cano was 8 for 13 against the Marlins. He also hit two home runs. It looks like he's guessing right on a couple of pitches. Now, remember, a couple of years ago, he had that steroid suspension, the PED suspension, and the Mets still made that investment. They traded a lot of nice young players for him, and it didn't work out. But now Cano at least seems to be catching fire now, and that's a good time if the Mets are going to still think they're in this thing. They lost that game Friday night. They can keep back a one Saturday and Sunday. Tampa Bay, there are two guys, Brandon Lau and Nate Lowe. Lau and Lowe are the two guys on Tampa. Everyone gets confused with these two. Nate Lowe over the weekend, 8 for 17 with three home runs in Tampa Bay. The Rays just keep churning out these platoon-type players, and they keep coming through. Nate Lowe could be available in fantasy leagues. I don't know that there are a lot, but he could be available in some. I would check your waiver wire to see, because I'm not sure that you can't find a spot for him potentially if he's still available. So those are some of the hot hitters from the weekend. And again, we're keeping it light a little bit on the show today because there's only three games. It's a lot different than seven. Andrew Benintendi in that weekend against the Dodgers was 1 for 13. He's not quite been the guy that some fantasy people thought. Would he get to the next level? It doesn't look like this year's that year, but he certainly could put up the numbers that he put up last year. He's just got to get hot, but not a good weekend for him, 1 for 13. Scott Kingery of the Phillies. Boy, you're talking about Mr. Hot, Mr. Cold. That's who he is. Kingery was 1 for 11, and then Franco hit the home run. Maybe that leads to Franco getting more playing time. We'll see. Kingery still has a spot in the outfield, of course. Odubel Herrera not playing. Andrew McCutchen on the injured list. This is not a year like last year where he had to fight for playing time. He doesn't have to do it this year. So he's going to get that PT. Tyler White for Houston. Now, these numbers are a little staggering and a little scary. I know there were some people who were high on Tyler White at the beginning of the year. I'm not really sure why. Seems like a utility player, extra guy to me, but he did have a great spring. He had a good start. But White won for 12 over the weekend. The Astros are hoping that he would get hot. He is 8 for his last 48. So I am thinking that in addition to a pitcher, I'm thinking that Houston may need to add a hitter also at the deadline. Their team's going to look a little different next year, I think. But at the end, and they also got rid of A.J. Reed, who's now on the White Sox. So Tyler White got his shot. You know, I'm just not sure that we're going to see a ton of him in August and September. 8 for his last 48, batting 160, and 1 for his last 12 over the weekend. Houston, of course, still has Kyle Tucker in the minor leagues that they could potentially call up. They've been adverse to that, and certainly Alvarez has done the job for them when he has been healthy and in the lineup. Trey Mancini, 0 for 11 over the weekend. Not a huge concern there. This kid's a hitter. He'll hit. It's just the environment in Baltimore is tough right now. They're losing a lot of games. Not a lot of protection in the lineup. And three of these guys you should be putting back in your lineup this week of the four, even though they're cold. Benintendi, Kingery, and Mancini. White, I think it's time to cut or sit down. I wouldn't roster him in any fantasy league at the moment. He's struggling. How about some hot closers over the weekend? How about these two names? If I would have told you at the beginning of the year, these would be closers and getting saves. Ian Kennedy of the Kansas City Royals. I would think that there's going to be a trade market for Ian Kennedy out of the bullpen. He's been excellent for them, saving games, pretty decent ERA and whip. He's reinvented himself as a bullpen arm. Maybe Kennedy can pitch two or three more years in the big leagues. I know people expected probably more of him over the course of his career, but look, it doesn't work out for everyone. And for Kennedy, it's working out with him in the ninth inning with the Royals. Two more saves over the weekend. Carlos Martinez, yes, that Carlos Martinez of St. Louis. They won the series, and C-Mart picked up two saves. He's the guy to own in the ninth for St. Louis. And I would say that if he succeeds, I could see him having a lot of success in that role. He just had a hard time going deep into games and having those stressful innings and staying healthy. If he can put that behind him and he can pitch in back-to-back days, could be a nice future, I think, for Carlos Martinez. So two saves for him as well. So once again, your hot hitters, Murphy, Tatis, Cano, and Lowe of Tampa. Cold hitters, Benintendi, Kingery, Tyler White, Trey Mancini. And closers, one that'll keep his gig the rest of the year probably, Carlos Martinez. One that won't, in Ian Kennedy, because I would guess that he'll get traded over the next 10 days, 10-15 days. Somebody will be interested in his services. Okay, coming up next, you've heard of the Fantasy Black Book. Well, Joe Pizzapia is going to join us and tell you more about that, how you can download it. Always a very good seller. I've endorsed Joe's work for many, many years. His relative position value. He'll tell you about how you can prepare for fantasy football as well as getting into some fantasy baseball. And then Tim Healy, who covers the New York Mets, is going to join us at 1:40 Eastern. There was, yet again, a little bit more controversy surrounding the Mets over the weekend with Amed Rosario and whether or not he was interested in running balls out, according to his manager, Mickey Callaway. He didn't say it one way or the other. I'm not even sure where we're at with that story. Always some intrigue going on with the Mets, so we'll be joined by Tim Healy. And then we got some exit velocity to end the show before we send it over to full-time fantasy. So let's join Joe Pizzapia. He's coming up next. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
I'm Joe Pizzapia.
I kept talking about Carlos Martinez, and I thought personally the best role for him on the team, for his health, for the team's sake, for everybody, for fantasy owners even, was for him to become a closer. He would know exactly, he would come in with a clean inning, which is very much like it is when you're starting the first inning as a starter. And I thought this was the best way to manage him and probably get the best out of him. I would be low-key kind of buying Carlos Martinez cheap because we've got a whole lot of baseball left. And it would not shock me after the All-Star break if he was the guy going forward for them.
Well, I don't think we need to have Joe Pizzapia on the show after that. That's pretty much laid out the game plan in fantasy baseball. And I would say that ended up work. So, Joe, let's save that one, man. Well, let's put that on your Twitter feed.
You put it in the archives to be right. It feels good to be right. But look, you know, this is – I think this is the difference, Craig, between – just thinking fantasy and then thinking baseball and fantasy, because from a baseball perspective, it made the most sense for the organization. It made the most sense for the player. And it just so happens that was his best role. So look, it took me 3 months to be right, but hey, I was right about it.
Hey, listen, as long as we're getting right more than we're wrong, we're in good shape and we live to tell about it. That's kind of the key to fantasy, the key to gambling, the key to life. Just be right more than you're wrong. And I think that's acceptable. So how do you manage? So I know that you have the fantasy black book with football out here. So how are you managing your time between baseball and football right now? I know that for me, it's pretty easy. As I've talked about, I really don't dive into football until August. But for you, I know you have to have the black book out. And I know that sales are going well, too. But can you kind of speak to how you divide that time up with that and family and everything else you have going on?
It's hard. But you know what? I mean, I love it. I've thrown myself completely. It's the only thing I do now is Black Book, Fantrax, Line Star. It's all fantasy related, so I have no other secondary jobs anymore. I'm completely all in, and that helps certainly to a certain extent. But for us, people want the book earlier and earlier too, because a lot of people do early drafts, a lot of people do best ball. We try to cover that in the book too. So this is the earliest. The book actually came out Memorial Day weekend this year. That's how early. So we're talking by the time April, May rolls around. Basically, once baseball starts, I start football prep. Right. And I just kind of manage both. But the nice thing is doing the DFS show every day, 5 days a week with Chris Meany, formerly of FNTSY, the two of us together, that keeps me in baseball constantly every day, no matter what. And we've been crushing it over there. So I'm lucky for that show, to have that show, to continue to keep me kind of up to date with everything, plus all the leagues I'm into. But let's be honest, the leagues where you're doing well, where there's, you know, cash involved, those are the leagues that get the most attention. Let's be honest. Come on.
Of course. And I've talked about it before. You know, I think it's nice to get the ball rolling with football, but for me, it's more of an August, September thing when I see some preseason. I hate drafting guys and they get hurt in the preseason. It just kills me, and it just makes me want to not do a draft until the night before the season. But let's dive into some baseball topics. You nailed the Carlos Martinez one. We have some news here today, and I know it's not a huge fantasy one, Joe, but when we were doing shows together on satellite radio, we always looked at Evan Longoria as one of the elite third basemen in fantasy. And yeah, there was a year where there was like huge debating between Longoria and David Wright and Ryan Zimmerman. And Longo's going to lose two games at Coors Field tonight because he's going on the injured list. But, I mean, Joe, does it just kind of state at this point and safe to say that anybody that's on the San Francisco Giants is just not a great fantasy option because of that park? I know there will always be an outlier, but you look back the last 5-10 years, Buster Posey and occasionally a belt year. Crawford had like one good year. Panic, one good year. Very hard to find fantasy options out of the Giants, isn't it?
It is. They've actually been on a terrific little DFS run, too. They've been scoring a ton of runs lately over the last couple of weeks before the break and then coming out of the break. Now, some of it helped because they were playing in parks like this week. They were playing in Milwaukee. And Evan Longoria is a guy that Chris and I actually talked about quite a bit because the pricing was so low. And he's been on a really good streak, especially for Evan Longoria. He's been hitting home runs. And he's priced somewhere, especially on FanDuel's side, in the low threes. He was like 3-1. I think he was actually 2-7 when we started talking about him. And now he's up to the low threes in terms of salary. But, yeah, I think the ballpark has definitely been a factor. I think when you're also talking about that Giants team, you're also talking about a team that really didn't have a clear-cut number four hitter. And I always feel like there's a trickle-down effect to lineups. I think when you have a guy in the middle of the order, it has a ripple effect. We saw when David Ortiz left the Red Sox for that 1 year, what happened to Mookie Betts, and then we saw the difference of Mookie Betts when last year when you see J.D. Martinez come in. And I think you can even go back to the old Mets where Carlos Delgado was in the middle of that order with the David Wrights of the world, who you mentioned before, with Carlos Beltran. When all of a sudden Delgado's out of that lineup, the Mets have been searching for a cleanup hitter ever since, and that was like 2007. So it's a very difficult thing to, I think, support lineups like that in ballparks to that effect who don't have true in-house cleanup hitter type guys. And they have not done a great job of bringing up prospects either. You look at the organization, they have failed from the, you know, from the offensive standpoint. They fail from the pitching standpoint. Guys like Christian Arroyo were guys they were hanging their hat on. Those were not prospects that were going to make differences in their lineup. And, you know, unfortunately, when they acquire a guy like Evan Longoria on the downside of his career, you can't expect that much, too. So you're going to take a player on the downside of his 30s, put him in a lineup in a that's not very good, in a ballpark that's not very good. What more could you expect? So, unfortunately, yeah, Longoria's been trending in the better direction recently. But overall, obviously, a bad idea. And that plantar fasciitis, too, that's not a good thing. That's something that could linger through the rest of the season anyway.
Yep, well said by Joe P. Zapia. And his black book is out for fantasy football. It's out every year. It's always a very hot seller. And I would recommend you guys getting involved in it. We'll hit some football here with Joe coming up in a second. My kind of question of the day, Joe, in my You Make the Call segment, is for fantasy players what they're more concerned with. And so I'll pose the same question to you, and I don't know if you have either of these guys in a league, but certainly we're well-schooled enough to be able to talk about this. Max Scherzer going on the injured list with his back, or Mike Trout potentially being out, and we don't know what the status is, but at least a day or two, I would guess, with a calf injury. If you're a fantasy owner of either, who are you more worried about right now? Would it be Scherzer or would it be Trout?
I think I'm always more worried about Trout because you're stuck with Scherzer anyway. And, you know, I think that everything seems to be trending in the direction, well, it was retroactive. They just want to give him a little extra time. And that's all fair at this stage in his career, at this point in the season. We remember how good he was when he had one extra day off. Remember how good he was the last time? Imagine how good he can be with a couple extra days on top of that. So I'm not too worried. It's Trout that I worry about more because when you're talking about taking an everyday player out of the lineup, that's something fantasy-wise is harder. It's one thing you're like, well, I'm going to miss maybe one Scherzer start, maybe, when everything's said and done. But if Trout should miss extended periods of time, that's always a problem. And does the calf linger? Does he try to play through it and end up injuring himself worse? There's a lot of issues there. And whenever somebody's going for an MRI, I think you hold your breath with Trout. But considering that he's given you 30 bombs and 75 runs in RBI already in the season, and we're still in July, he's already given you almost a full season of what most guys give you. So you should just be happy and thankful that you have it, especially if you're playing season-long roto. Where it really hurts you is the head-to-head formats. And any head-to-head format, whether it be points or roto, that's where it's more concerning. Scherzer's also concerning, but it's the everyday player that, to me, I'm a little bit worried about. And it's impossible to replace either one of these guys, but it's really impossible to replace what Trout gives you on a daily basis.
We're talking with Joe P. Zapia here. You can follow him on Twitter at Joe P. Zapia 17. Does great work for Line Star. Also, of course, for Fantrax. And as Joe mentioned, the Fantasy Black Book is now out. It's been out since Memorial Day, if you guys want to purchase it. Joe, what right now, as a fantasy football enthusiast, what kind of moves can you make? Like, we hear in the last week, I guess Melvin Gordon was the big story about maybe him holding out. And then, of course, you got to bump him down a little bit on your draft boards. But can you make any adjustments at this point of the season based on anything that you hear outside of big news like that?
Well, the danger is not even that kind of news, because I think that news is important. You take it in. A guy like Melvin Gordon, who we actually just talked about on today's Black Book podcast, we had Marcus Grant from NFL Network on as our guest, and we talked about that situation with him, and we were all in agreement that you kind of have to move him to the end of the first round, if not the beginning of the second, just because we've seen the precedent now with Le'Veon Bell, who said, no, you know what, I'm going to sit out an entire year. We've seen guys sit out a couple weeks, maybe sit out preseason and then play. No, now that's a real thing. Now the precedent's been set where a guy did it, so he's either going to get paid or potentially this could really make an impact into your fantasy world in a big negative fashion. I think the dangerous thing is a lot of the coach speaking here. And you got to be really careful to stop overvaluing certain guys. Everybody looks good in shorts. Everybody is in the best shape of their life, all that stuff. But be careful about overrating some guys at this point in training camp, because everything's positive. Everybody could be the number two wide receiver on the team. Everybody could be this, be that. So be careful of over elevating. I think that kind of stuff, and the coach speak, and the media's bored right now, so they tend to harp on a lot of issues, both positively and negatively. So keep that in mind. The other big one too for me is the Darius Geis injury with the hamstring. Now, Geis says it's not a big deal. I beg to differ. It is a big deal, because this is a guy that needs to be starting camp healthy. This is a guy that also has not had a good track record of health since he's become a Redskin. And on top of that, he's got a guy named Adrian Peterson who was efficient enough last year, 1,000-yard season and 9 touchdowns for free. I'll take that again. And if he should miss games or re-injure a hamstring, and we all know hamstrings are dangerous, that's something that should absolutely concern you, especially with Geis's ADP right now.
Well, Joe, listen, always great to catch up with you. Certainly, I know that the Black Book is available everywhere right now to be able to purchase. In a quick Google search or any kind of internet search, you'll be able to find it. I would recommend downloading it right now and buying it for fantasy football season. Thanks again, Joe, for coming on, and hopefully we'll just keep checking in with you up until the fantasy football season, okay?
Absolutely, sir. Always happy to chat baseball, football, or just life with my friend Kirk.
Yes,
whatever
I agree.
You want to do. And it's Prime Day. So now on Amazon, it's free shipping. So why would you?
There you go. There you go. You can hold the Black Book in your hand with a small purchase and free shipping. You heard it there from Joe Pizzapia. Thanks, Joe. Have a good one.
See you later, guys.
All right, Joe Pizzapia doing a great job. Wow, great prediction by him, by the way. Throwing out there the Carlos Martinez. And we got the audio to prove it. Tim Healy joins us from Newsday. What's up with the Mets? We'll tell you next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
What Mickey Callaway needed to understand, and to some degree Jason Vargas needs to understand, and in this day and age of Twitter and social media, every single thing that you do is going to be out there in a 5-minute period, man. Like, you got to know that. You got to have better awareness of that. And I understand that Mickey Callaway is frustrated. Honestly, he's got no chance to manage the Mets next year. None. He's going to be gone. It didn't work out. I've had only good interactions with the guy, but it is a tough order to have to manage in New York. It's not for everybody. All right, and is it for Mickey Callaway? Well, who better to talk about that than our next guest from News Today, Tim Healy, joins us here on the show. And, of course, Tim, I want to start off with a good weekend for the Mets. I know that you cover them on a daily basis, certainly, and we'll get into that in a minute. But, Tim, it must have been nice. I know, look, we're impartial with this thing, and we're not necessarily rooting for our teams to win. It does make our lives easier when you cover a sport when your team is actually winning and not losing all the time. So thank you for coming on the show. That must have been a nice, at least, experience to see that for a weekend.
Yeah, you're definitely not wrong. I always root for variety and quick games, and this weekend with a couple of wins for the Mets, that definitely qualifies as variety given how their season has gone. So they did have a good weekend, first road series win since April in Miami. So, it was a nice change of pace to cover the happy clubhouse before their flight to Minneapolis last night.
Yeah, and the last time that the Mets were here, Tim, as you know, it did not go well at all. They were shut out. Sandy Alcantara shut them out. Robinson Cano, there was he running, was he not running type thing. But now we can just flip that script. But here's the question, Tim. You see Robinson Cano every day. He's enduring his toughest season ever. But, man, you wouldn't have known it. The way he was guessing those Marlins pitchers, he was locked in. And I thought that's as good as I've seen him look all season.
Yeah, that is as good as he's been all season. He homered 2 days in a row to open the second half, and that is half of his entire homer total from the first half when he had only four. So, yes, it's been an absolutely miserable season for Cano. His first with the Mets after being really a marquee offseason addition for Brody Van Wagenen. But if he can salvage his season to some degree in the second half, then, his contract is probably going to always be ugly the rest of the way. But if he can be even an average player, then I think the Mets would probably take that at this point.
Yep, Tim Healy is with us from Newsday. Robinson Cano, 8-for-13 over the weekend, a couple of home runs. The other questions that seem to be percolating, Tim, is are the Mets buyers or sellers at the deadline? In our fantasy world, that's just huge, just trying to figure out what they're going to end up doing. And I know that the Mets had been saying that they were still in this thing, and now here they are winning 2 out of 3 against the Marlins, and there's still 15 days to go before they have to make that decision. So is this like a fluid thing, you think, at this point with the Mets? Like they could end up keeping everybody at the deadline, or they could end up moving everybody at the deadline? Are we just going to have to wait and see what happens over the next 2 weeks?
I don't think it's that fluid to hear Brody Van Wagenen tell it Friday before the series started. He talked about having to be realistic and face the Mets' reality and things along those lines. And so that, to me, that means the pending free agents are good as gone, or at least very much available. And the Mets will see which team makes the best offer on them. That's Zach Wheeler most prominently, but also Todd Frazier and perhaps Jason Vargas, too, as a team option in the buyout for next year. So all of those guys can be had. Beyond that, it should be a pretty quiet trade deadline season for the Mets. There are always going to be rumors about Noah Syndergaard, for example, but Van Wagenen was clear publicly, and even Mets executives behind the scenes, too, say that they're really not interested in trading these controllable players, Syndergaard, DeGrom, even Dominic Smith, who his longer-term future with the Mets isn't a clear picture. So, as far as this month goes, I expect Zach Wheeler to be traded, Todd Frazier as well. But beyond that, it's going to be more tweaking of the roster, which they hope can contend next year, as opposed to some sort of major overhaul or teardown.
Tim Healy is with us from Newsday. When I was doing a TV hit yesterday, and everyone just likes to talk baseball and talk trades, and naturally that came up, the Syndergaard issue. And for me, Tim, and I don't know how the Mets see it, and I certainly know about all the rumors in the offseason. I don't think as far as what I heard, but you know, trying to talk to the Marlins about it, they told me that they had never heard a thing about them being involved in any kind of trade or two-way. They had never even got a call. But I guess for me, it would seem a little unusual to close my eyes and think that the Mets would allow an opportunity of Noah Syndergaard to go across town and win a World Series and hoist a trophy with him in the other uniform. And so I would ask you, could the Mets and Yankees make trades? Like, they've talked about, oh, yes, we could, but we just haven't seen that, and there's never been anything very significant as it pertains to that. Does that still hold true, or will Brody be able to make those kind of deals?
To me, it holds true until they prove otherwise. You know, the talk when Brody Van Wagenen was hired was, oh, Brody and Brian Cashman have a great relationship. They're open to trading with each other, yada, yada, yada. But to me, there's a difference between being theoretically okay with it and actually doing it. Actually sending, for example, maybe Zach Wheeler, and the Yankees could really use a starting pitcher. Zach Wheeler would be probably a good fit there. Would the Mets be comfortable, would Jeff Wilpon be comfortable sending this pitcher who has for months at a time dominated, sending him across town to a team that frankly is one of the World Series favorites already? I think that would make a lot of Mets people nervous because they care so much about perception and this quote-unquote rivalry with the Yankees and things like that. But so it's not impossible, but you know, it's sort of a I'll believe it when I see it sort of thing.
Tim Healy is with us. He covers the New York Mets. Jeff McNeil had such a great end of the season last year. He made the All-Star team, and he's doing it again this year, Tim. And I know that this isn't necessarily in your wheelhouse in terms of fantasy, but just in general, if I said to you that Jeff McNeil is a sell-high guy, would that be an accurate statement, or do you think what we've seen over the past full year is actually who he is?
I think it's got, at this point, you have to think it's pretty close to who he is. Now, I'm not sure he's going to be able to sustain a 350 batting average all season, but in terms of Mets things to look forward to the rest of the way, Jeff McNeil chasing the batting title is absolutely at the top of the list, along with whatever Pete Alonso does. He's got this really contact-friendly approach, just kind of put the bat on the ball and see what happens. And, you know, I was looking at the batting average leaderboard at the All-Star break, and it was McNeil and then Cody Bellinger, who obviously has been fantastic and is a lot more than a hitter for average. And then Christian Yelich, who had fallen off a couple of weeks before the break. And it struck me that of all of the guys up there, McNeil probably has the best chance to sustain what he did in the first half. I understand last year, you know, he comes up for the last third of the season. You think, okay, that's potentially fluky. Let's see him do it some more. And then he went out and learned the outfield and kept hitting like that, even better than he was last summer. So to me, at a certain point, we're coming up on a full year of service time for Jeff McNeil. This is probably pretty close to who he is. The league has had its chance to make an adjustment, and there's really not a lot of holes in Jeff McNeil's plate coverage, things like that. He is a very good hitter. That's just the fact of it.
Tim, you obviously were in the middle of an interesting situation, one that I know that had to be real uncomfortable for you, but was widely publicized inside a clubhouse where words were said back and forth, and, you know, certainly as a reporter, and I know because I've been in your shoes before, you never want to make yourself about the story, and yet here you were in the middle of a conversation, to put it mildly, with Mickey Callaway and Jason Vargas, and you, ironically, for people who don't know, to take you behind the curtain, Tim was scheduled to come on the show right after that happened. But with everything happening, we both thought it'd be a good idea for it to settle itself down. Has that settled itself down? Has everybody been able to move on from that? And has it made you uncomfortable at all covering the Mets? I'm kind of curious your thoughts on that.
Hasn't made me uncomfortable. It was an unusual situation for sure. Like you said, you never want to be in the story. But, you know, that has long since blown over, to be honest. It happened over the course of just a couple days in terms of getting back to normal. So I'm happy to have moved beyond that for sure.
All right. Well, Tim, listen, we're happy for you. I know you do a great job. Miss seeing you every day here in South Florida. But I know that you enjoy doing what you're doing a lot more. That is for sure. And it's always
enjoy it.
Yeah, always fun stories being able to cover. Thanks for all the insight, by the way, on McNeil as well. I know our fantasy owners will be happy about that, and we'll catch up again before the end of the season. Thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim Healy joining us here on the show from Newsday. You can follow him on Twitter at Tim B. Healy, HEALEY. That's the best way to get him and all his updates on the New York Mets, and certainly we'll post some of the audio there for him. I thought some good insight there on Jeff McNeil and maybe even a non-trade with the Yankees and Mets. Tim is right. Until they actually do it, you can't count on the Mets and Yankees making a trade. Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. We've got a few minutes left here on the show. We got our exit velocity coming up in just a couple of minutes. And, of course, you can listen to the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand on the FNTSY app. Also, I know a lot of you are listening on the iHeartRadio app as well. Stitcher's a great place to find us, as well as audioboom.com. Let me give you some updates going on around the league. As we mentioned, the key injury, at least today, is Evan Longoria, placed on the injured list by the San Francisco Giants with plantar fasciitis in his left foot. Pablo Sandoval right now is going to take over and be the starting third baseman for them. Longoria, 241, 13 home runs, 39 runs driven in. It's obviously clear at this point that Longoria's best days are behind him, but in NL-only leagues or 15-team leagues, whatever format you're playing, there aren't a lot of great replacements that are sitting out there on the waiver wire. So hopefully before this game starts in about 10 minutes, you can go ahead and make that change and get him out of your lineup and potentially put somebody in. Or if you're playing in a league where you can make moves first come, first serve, Sandoval would seem to be a pretty good add. In terms of our vote today on You Make the Call, well, it looks like the majority of you guys are really interested in these two injuries. And if you voted on the You Make the Call to see what injury you're most concerned with, Max Scherzer's back was the issue for you. 63% of the people who voted on You Make the Call today voted that Max Scherzer's back is more troublesome, more concerned than Mike Trout's calf. And we do our You Make the Call every single day, and you guys can vote. Sometimes it's to give me an opportunity to see what you guys are thinking about a certain subject. Other times it is to help you guys create content for the show, because make no mistake about it, this show is for the listeners here of FNTSY and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, coming up next, we got some exit velocity and full-time fantasies coming up at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern. Game Time Decisions, Gabe Morency's back in the house, getting you ready for all the baseball games tonight as we close in on the college football season a month away from this weekend. We'll have our first college football games, so we'll break that down as well. But next, exit velocity, and then we'll say so long for this Monday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need all your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today, Craig Mish here with you as we get ready to wrap up the show on a Monday, but we will be with you all week long, Monday through Friday, from 12 to 2 Eastern, and Brad Ziegler will be on the show this week. We got some other guests coming up too, so you'll have to stay tuned. Go to my Twitter feed at Craig Mish, and we'll post you all the details. Of course, FantasySportsNetwork.com will give you those as well. And as we end the show today, let's clean it up, end it up with a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Velocity. All right, a little exit velocity here on the show. How about Phil Mickelson getting ready to play in the British Open this weekend? He's given you his weight loss plan, and here it is. Phil Mickelson lost 15 pounds over the last couple of weeks. How did he do it? He didn't eat for 6 straight days. Think about that, folks. We have trouble going meal to meal. Phil Mickelson's going to play in the British Open after not eating for 6 straight days. I'm not sure that I love this idea or I hate it, but if you wouldn't mind, what I'm probably going to do is just play the result as to how he does in the British Open. And if he does well, then maybe I should be fasting for 6 straight days before I do these shows. Or maybe even 6 straight hours before I do these shows. But either way, that's how we ended here. Phil Mickelson getting ready to play, and said, I'm not going to eat. Posted the video, by the way, on Twitter if you guys want to check it out. Phil Mickelson, pretty good at social media. I will give him that. That'll do it for our show today. That's our exit velocity for this Monday. We'll try and do better tomorrow. Thanks again to Tim Healy for coming on the show, talking a little New York Mets with us. Also, thanks to Joe Pizzapia. Don't forget to pick up his Fantasy Black Book, always a excellent read, and will help you out in fantasy football with the fantasy football season fast approaching, only a couple of months away. Also, thanks to my producer today, as always, Chris Bavona. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. at 2 o'clock Eastern. Full-time fantasy is coming up next. I hope you guys have a great night, everybody, and I will talk to you tomorrow at noon. See ya.